I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Pear Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Well, report from Chris Costello, Bishop Volunteer Fire Department Public Information Officer from yesterday, Silver Fire. If you didn't hear it yesterday evening at 5 p.m., Bishop Fire was toned out a little after 2 on Sunday afternoon. Upon arrival, the fire was approximately 5 acres burning in heavy fuel. The winds were from the south, pushing to the far to the north. There were multiple changes in the wind spreading in the fire in all directions. Mid-afternoon, the fire advanced quickly towards the community of Laws. Much of the area had no access other than by aircraft. 2 helicopters were on site fighting the fire. Multiple agencies were on the highway and roads to stop the fire from reaching Laws. They did an outstanding job saving the community. In the early evening, the progression of the fire was stopped, but the winds did pick up, driving the fire to the west. As of 1 a.m. on Monday morning, when they returned to the station, fire was still burning in heavy fuels throughout inaccessible terrain. Now, I'm going to interject here and just let you know why that was inaccessible terrain. It was the boggy, marshy, wet lands that are out towards Jean Blanc Road. I talked to Cal Fire, and they said that there's just almost impossible to get any equipment in there. Well, unfortunately, today we share the news of Harold Ruder. He was born on February 20th, 1931 in Santa Barbara. He passed away on October 28th, 2024 in Bishop after a long, full life filled with family and friends. A celebration of life will be Saturday, April 12th at noon at Line Street Cemetery for a dedication section. It's going to be section 41426. Immediately following at 12:30, head over to the VFW for cocktails and a potluck with a gathering of friends and family for Harold. There's more to this obituary, and it can be found at sierrawave.net. Well, breaking news here today. I cannot quite read the name of this hospital. I'm not going to even try to pronounce it. But doctors nationwide are reporting a shocking rise in emergency room visits due to an unexpected culprit, concrete garden gnomes. These seemingly innocent lawn decorations have been linked to a record number of stubbed and jammed toes as homeowners continue to underestimate their strategic ankle-level positioning. One victim recounted the horror, "I was just watering my petunias when bam, my pinky toe found out the hard way that Gary the gnome doesn't budge." Experts urge caution, recommending steel-toed boots when navigating the garden and considering foam helmets for gnomes to soften their impact. Meanwhile, the gnomes remain eerily silent on the accusations. Stay safe, and remember, if your gnome is looking at you funny, it's probably plotting your next stubbed toes. April Fools. Anyway, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. Thought we'd have a little bit of fun for the April Fool's Day. Since 1996, nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, and culture, and the people who shape it. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening.